Houston's home for Texas A&M Athletics. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. To Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
We got some breaking news here. We're going to get to Rockets in just a second. But some breaking news.
Rick, let Aaron to play his little thing.
He did.
Okay.
Do it again, Aaron. There's some breaking news. Rick Westhead tweeted this. Citing an unnamed banking industry source, Mike Ozanian of Forbes reports the Arizona Coyotes for sale with idea of buyer eventually moving team to a new arena in Houston.
I've been wanting to get the Coyotes.
What? Why do you want? What do you care? What? Name one Coyote ever.
Are you serious?
Lyle E?
No, I'm asking Lance.
Are you serious?
Name one. No, not Wiley Coyote. Not that one.
he just clicked.
They just got me.
Are you serious? You want me to name? This is easy.
One Coyote.
Rick Westerman.
Rick Westerman?
Yes. Okay. He was a defenseman.
Okay, let's
back
see.
In the 80s.
Rick, they didn't have a team there.
I know, he played for the other iteration.
Rick Westerman, Liberty Global.
Yep.
Liberty Global.
That's where he is now.
He's on LinkedIn.
That's where he is now.
He's a CPA, CFE.
That's what he is now.
People named Rick Westerman. We'll find if there's any Coyotes.
Keep looking. You'll see.
Oh, it's not
spelled. Now, are you using two N's or one? Yeah, I use two N's.
You've been looking into the Coyotes, huh?
No, I've been a Coyote guy for a long time.
You've been a Coyote
actually,
guy.
Actually, Arizona Coyotes. Does Phoenix also have a hockey team?
That is the Coyote.
What? I mean, yeah. What am I talking about? So, funny story. What is his? What am I talking about? I've got
Boy,
this whole,
talk about some in-depth analysis.
I've got this whole Coyotes thing ruse going. Arizona Coyotes general manager. I think this is the guy that I.
No. Rick Westerman? God.
No, Rick Westerman was the guy that.
Does Phoenix have a team too?
Yeah, he's.
All right, that's it. That's our hockey talk. Oh my god!
Well, hold on. I want to see if.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll have to get.
you have to get Fred on the.
Well,
talk.
But
Coyotes
but,
hockey.
What caught me there?
No. Okay. So here's who I met. I met this guy John Chaika. Who was the GM before with the Coyotes. I was at Colts camp in 2018, I think. 2018 or 2019, I was at Colts camp, Indianapolis Colts. And this guy, John Chaika, who was at 30 or 29 or 30, he was the youngest general manager in the history of hockey. He was a big analytics director, and he came in because he wanted to talk to Chris Ballard and learn. Like, he wanted to go learn from him. Ballard's gone to meet who's it from the Cubs? He's gone to speak with Brian Cashman. Like, Ballard goes to learn from Cashman, Theo Epstein. He goes and speaks with those guys. He went and visited with the Spurs, the Jazz. Guys in those positions like to learn from other guys to see if there's things that they can pull into their team building. And so he went to the Colts, and Ballard invited me in, and I was able to sit in there and listen to this young GM. And so I thought I know the GM. This is going to be a great connection when my Coyotes mm-hmm. come to – we call them Coyotes, but Coyotes
right.
is what you Americans say.
Yeah, right.
When they come to Houston,
right.
I've already got an in. And then I find out, he quit before the Stanley Cup. He's not even the GM anymore.
Well, that's a shame. There goes your connect.
And he's suspended through 2021.
There goes your connect.
I'm actually just reading this. I did not know this.
Mm-hmm.
He's been suspended all the way through December 31st. Conduct detrimental to the league. Breached his obligation to the club. The suspension is tied to his pursuing other opportunities while under contract with the Coyotes. See, everyone wants out of the Coyotes.
Yeah.
This is why they're going to move to Houston. They're moving to... And listen, in Houston, we're good at building culture. The Rockets are doing it. The Astros did it. The Texans are currently building culture.
Are they in the middle of
we're going to have
culture.
To rebuild the culture with the Coyotes. Right, this is going to be something that needs to happen.
Somebody said they need to be the Houston Peyotes. That'd be good. Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine.
The obfuscator says, I have a Rick Westerman poster on my wall, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
A lot of people do. Well, a lot of people did when he played with them back in the 80s.
It'll be interesting to see if we can afford another team. Because, you know, Chalice Altuve just said, I got no more money for tickets. This is crap.
Yes, you do. You know how much it costs to go to a Rocket or Texan game right now? Almost nothing. You have money.
You got plenty of money.
You have money now.
You got plenty of money. All right, when we come back, Chris Moneymaker.
And by the way,
who changed poker forever.
Winnipeg Jets became the Phoenix Coyotes.
He's going to join us here on ESPN 97. That was a good Rocket segment. So the Rick Westerman segment, was pretty good. But that is breaking news.
But Rick was a Winnipeg Jet. That's probably why you can't find him.
Right.
They became the Phoenix Coyotes, and then became the Arizona Coyotes. Yeah.
Mark Klein's on hold. Mark Klein is with us right now on ESPN 97. We're going to be there on Christmas Eve at Klein's Jewelers, 5868 Westheimer, and it's going to be a big time. We want you all to be there. But call Mark, email Mark, stop by his store before then, and he will. You tell him what you want, and he'll have it all ready for him on Christmas Eve. Am I right or am I right?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, we have things in stock, too. You know, we have... Even though we're custom jewelers, we've been doing it since, my dad had it since 1969. I started in 1990. We've been in Houston forever. But we do all the custom jewelry. So if you have a picture that you want made or you want something made out of the jewelry that's sitting in her box at home that she's not using, you can use that to make something right there in the store. It takes a couple of days to do it. We do everything in-house. So we can do anything. We do it by computer CAD design. But we also have hundreds of pairs of diamond earrings. Diamond earrings are really hot this year, John. Diamond bracelets, diamond pendants, like the solitaire diamond pendant, heart pendants, cross pendants for Christmas. Anything you want in jewelry, you've got to check me out. My deals are better than anywhere else in the city. You can call me on the phone. And I'll quote you my price on loose diamonds or whatever it is, diamond earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets, over the phone. If it's not the best deal, don't come get it from me. But it will be. I've been doing it for years. ESPN listeners, look, they've been coming in for years, and every single time they're happy as can be. The Christmas show, Christmas at Klein's, is like the 20th year in a row that we've been doing it. It's going to be an incredible event on December 24th. So anything in jewelry, you can check out kleinsjewelry.com. Or give us a call at 832-316-1388. John, you know where we're located. Come on by anytime. You park right in front. We take care of it. We wrap it for you. It's a one-stop shop.
One-stop shopping. It's Klein's Jewelry. Go to kleinsjewelry.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
You got to know when
the Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Well, if Chris Moneymaker doesn't call, we can listen to some... Why don't we listen to Jay Sean Tate just to pay off the little tease while Chris Moneymaker tries to call? The Rockets won their fourth...
If he tries to call.
The Rockets won their fourth game in a row yesterday. The Rockets did it with KPJ and Christian Wood injured in the first half, and these guys were balling, and Jay Sean Tate was the king baller. 32 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 block shots, 2 steals. He's visited with Kaylee Griffin after the game, and listen to this entire interview, and this is the guy that you need to lock in on because he could be the new PJ Tucker. He could be the new glue guy that really turns into a lot more than a glue guy.
Thanks, Craig. Yeah, Jay Sean, first road win of the season, down by as many as 15. There's adversity, and then there's losing two starters in the first half. How were you all able to dig deep and close this one out?
Yeah, I mean, like you just said, man, we had to dig deep. That just showed our fight. You know, that was a great. We know how they play. They play at home. They're a better team at home, and they came out and punched us in the mouth first. But man, our team just fought.
And tonight, you had the best game of your NBA career, a career high 32 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, a career high 5 blocks. How would you describe your mindset and approach to this game?
Just trying to bring the energy. Like I said, I felt we started out a little sluggish. We lost some of our, you know, starters, and that's what I'm here for, to bring that energy and try to set that spark, and it happened tonight.
What can you say about your teammates stepping up, like Armani Brooks, a season high, Josh Christopher, a career high, Daniel Tice, who hasn't played in 3 games, and how they were able to fill those voids as you guys were missing those 2 key pieces?
That's just the definition of being ready. You know, the work these guys put in outside of the games is why we won this game. And, you know, their ability to come in there and make big shots and make winning plays, that's why we're on this streak now.
Heading home with a 4-game win streak, you didn't get your first lead of this game till over halfway through that fourth quarter. What did you all learn about yourselves here tonight?
That we got fight, that we got dog. And we're going to continue to have to bring that energy. And, you know, it's just going to get tougher.
Jayshon, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
That's Kaylee Griffin and Jayshon Tate on AT&T SportsNet. We appreciate it. Thanks for letting us play that, guys.
I love that guy. I mean, I've really liked watching him play, but when you listen to him talk about it, that sounds like a guy who's a leader, and it sounds like a guy who ball really matters to him, and winning really matters to him. And I was getting excited about the Rockets yesterday. I know it was just going to be their fourth win in a row and they'd still be 5-16. But listen, 4 wins in a row, I never would have ever imagined. Granted, you'd like to have Oklahoma City on the roster, on your schedule every game, apparently.
Since three of their wins came against them.
Yeah, I know.
Three
of the five. But they had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, and the Rockets scored 41 in a fourth. They were challenging shots. They were defending. They were hustling back defensively. It certainly wasn't perfect, but they played enough team basketball, even though it still looks a little scattershot on offense. They found ways to get each other the basketball in positions to finish near the basket, and they did it. And it was funny. I mean, it was a fun game to watch.
I would be more excited. Now, is Garrison Matthews going to be part of this team?
I don't know for a fact. I mean, he's made 15 threes in the last 3 games. You would
Why
think
would
he would.
Not? Why?
But what will his – but listen – he plays Jalen Green's position. At some point, Garrison he could be a – well, he could get EG's minutes.
He could be a 6 man. Yeah.
Yeah, he could get EG's minutes. Yeah. That's what's going to eventually happen is I think Eric Gordon will be dealt by the trade deadline. And then Garrison Matthews may be – I think he'll be, at least in the short term, a future 9-man rotation.
Well, yeah, absolutely. How can he not be the way that he's playing? And he's a young guy. And he proves he can shoot. This is something that you need as a shooter. You're winning basketball games because you're shooting now.
Not a bad athlete.
The thing that that doesn't excite me is that none of the guys that are actually in the rebuild are part of this.
Tate is.
Well, Tate is, yeah. But is Jayshon Tate long-term answer on a good team?
Yes. I think Jayshon Tate is, yeah.
Okay.
I think Jayshon Tate is a better player coming into the league than Draymond Green was. Draymond was a good player. Well, he's a more athletic version of Draymond Green. Listen, Jayshon Tate was a good player. I mean, he was a good player in college. Jayshon Tate, I think, is a good player. And I think, now, do you want him to be one of your 2 best players?
No.
Probably 3. You know, probably 3rd best player.
He's got to be 4th or 5th.
I think that you are sleeping on what Jayshon. Look at the game he put together against an NBA team yesterday. Rebound, shot blocking, points. Look how he shot the ball from the field. I think you're sleeping on Jayshon Tate's ability to become. He's still young. He's still growing into who he's going to be. I think you're maybe sleeping on him a little bit about who he could become in the league.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just he's an undersized guy.
Okay, maybe 4th best player on a good team. I mean, but that's 3rd. But there was
you need 3 guys to win championships. Jayshon Tate ain't part of a triumvirate.
Trevor
Ariza
was a 4th or 5th best player on a 65-win team. I think Jayshon Tate is a more talented player than Trevor Ariza. Trevor could defend, but Trevor couldn't do the things Jayshon Tate does. And he was a member of a 65-win team and an important piece of it. So I think because we don't have hardcore number 1 and number 2, you're maybe sleeping on what the value that Tate brings. Tate does a little something of everything, and he has last year, and he is this year.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I certainly don't want him to be one of the top three players on the team. And listen,
too bad for you, he is.
But here's the deal: is the reason I'm not that excited about it is because Jalen Green, the guy who is your future, is not part of. Oh, Jalen Green is only part of a lot of losing. He hasn't. He has been part of zero winning so far. No, it is.
That's
my
none
business.
Of your business.
No, yes, it is my business.
It's none of your business. What they,
you know,
they,
Christian Wood out of the game in the
none
first.
Of your
they played 9 minutes and they win.
That's not your business.
This is all kind of my business too. I like my team. I want them to win. I want them to win when they're the guys that are actually going to be here with the guys that are actually going to be here in 2 years. Those are the guys I want them to win with. That would be totally sweet if that happens.
Since Jalen Green's been out and Tate has taken a bigger role, he scored 16, 15, 32. He shot 66, 58, and 73 from the field. He has made, from three, he is 3 of 8. And in free throws, he is 12 of 13. He's grabbed 10, 6, and 2 rebounds, 7, 8, and 5 assists, which is what really impresses me is that he's a good interior passer. He shares the basketball. You know, those assist totals, 7, 8, and 5, you love that from a small forward.
Yeah.
You love that because that shows that he's a guy that can connect the dots between, you know, as a passer offensively. And that's not a team that plays with a lot of flow offensively. It's very disjointed. It's very, okay, you get the ball, you make your move, and you see what happens. And I think Tate is going to be, yeah, you're probably right. You want him to be, I think he can be a number three on a good team. Draymond Green was a number three option, but he had two of the best shooters in the history of the entire
sport. Yeah, that's a little different than
And he's going to have one of the most iconic lead guards in Steph Curry that ever played the game once it's all said and done. So, yeah, Draymond had to do less of the heavy lifting offensively. But I think Tate is a good player. He's 26 years old, so it's not like he's a little pup. But I think Jayshon Tate is figuring out who he is as a player, and I think there's a chance that he grows into a surprising talent for the Houston Rockets. I don't think you're a team that's going to compete for a top four seed if he's one of your two best players. Granted, I'll give you that. But I don't think that diminishes his importance to this team. I think he can be the guy who gets this team focused on the important things. Just listening to him talk, just the way he plays on the court last year, this year, he plays like a guy who it's about winning for him. Yeah. He's not going to take...
No,
yesterday he had a pass where he had an easy look at a three, and he gave it to a better shooter,
yeah.
Armani Brooks, who knocked it down. And that was... And I'm like, you know what? What an unselfish play, and what an understanding of who's on the court with you. Man, it's nice to see that in basketball.
No, absolutely. No, I like him. I like his attitude.
Why are you hating on the Rockets so hard today?
I'm a Rockets guy. I'm all about this team. I just want them to win with guys that are actually going to be playing for them.
Quote, here's why I'm not that excited about the Rockets. Why would you ever start a sentence with that?
Because I want to see with the guys that are actually going to be here, actually win basketball
game. Ask you this question.
I'd like to see one win.
I'm going to ask you a question
again. Guys that are actually going to be here in 2 years.
Do you really want to see Jalen Green back right now in the midst of
not that fast. Take your time.
Okay.
Take your time, Jalen. Take your time.
Coming up next, we got Five-Star.
Five-Star's going to join us. We're going to make
some. How did he? I don't even know how he did last week. I know he got screwed with something on a quarterback who didn't play or did play or something like that.
He's got some interesting picks this week. So mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. Mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. Look, if you're looking for the best way to win and get paid, it's mybookie. It's so much fun. The website is so easy to navigate. You just deposit the money. You can get paid in crypto. You get crypto rewards on there. You get free play. And how about this free play? Up to $1,000 right now. They will match up to $1,000 right now at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. You're looking for the best way to have fun and make money. Listen, Five-Star's coming up next. He's going to give you some winners. Get on MyBookie right now and play these winners that Five-Star is going to give you in the next segment right here on ESPN 975. And listen, You're looking for the best way to win and get paid. It's mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. You want to have fun, win, get paid? Mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 9:30, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And joining us right now is our guy, Five Star, who has got some plays this week at Five Star in Vegas, is where you can find him on Twitter. Five Star, welcome back to the show. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Well, I like some of these picks now. I've already got Alabama, but you like them a lot. I like them at plus 7. They're down to 6.5. You still got them?
Oh, of course I got them, man. When I was a young book man and new to sports betting, one of the old heads, the first two rules to betting football, he told me was never bet against Tom Brady and never bet against Nick Saban, man. So if you're telling me you're giving me Alabama 2-1 on a neutral field, and you're telling me I get a touchdown with the team that's dominated this series and this conference, I get the better coach in Nick Saban over Kirby Smart, I get the much better quarterback in Bryce Young over Stetson Bennett, Alabama plus 215 on neutral field, it has to be Christmas, guys.
That's what I said.
You know, now that,
when
that,
was the last time you saw Alabama plus 7?
I'm fading you on this one because I've already, there's nothing I can do. I've already got my ticket in. So I think Georgia's going to, I don't think Alabama's going to be able to handle the defensive front. But these are the two things that scare me the most. Mobile quarterback, because how many mobile quarterbacks has Georgia really faced this year? And although he doesn't like to run, but mobile quarterback who can make things happen. And then Nick Saban plus points is, you can't say that out loud and feel excited about being on the other side. Like, it's very hard to say, hey, Nick Saban's getting 7. When's the last time that happened? LSU, his first year? Dolphins?
You know when the last time he caught points?
When?
Lance, October 3rd, 2015, at Georgia. And guess what the final score was?
Did he lose
Alabama
by 14?
38, Georgia 10.
Ooh. My goodness.
Yeah, I'm on the right side of this one.
But Kirby was his defensive coordinator, I think.
John.
Yeah. I'm on the right
side. Wasn't Kirby the defense coordinator then, or was that his first year in Georgia?
15?
No, he was the defense coordinator still with Alabama at that time. But that's even worse because think about it. He's never beaten Nick Saban. At least his predecessor has. He beat him one time. Kirby Smart. Has never beat Nick Saban, hasn't even came close to beating him, man. And I don't see it coming this time. I mean, I remember the national championship game. Hey, that was their one time that they had an actual chance to beat him, and they didn't come through that time. Man, last week, Alabama played underwhelming against Auburn. That's going to have them so sharp for this game. Lance, I'm very surprised you took that game, especially with what's going on, which you know Georgia's going to get into the playoffs regardless, even if they lose to Alabama. Alabama has to win this game.
Yeah, but this is more than that. This is Kirby Smart trying to beat his mentor for the first time. This is Georgia feeling like the second best team against the big brother. This is little brother on a basketball court on the driveway trying to beat big brother. Or this is like the son trying to beat the dad on the basketball court for the first time. But then again, the dad usually doesn't let that happen very often. But when it does happen, it's on. But I just think that this defense is – the offense is a question mark, but they run the ball fairly well. I'm just not buying into Bill O'Brien. How do you like laying those points with Bill O'Brien, the play caller, then?
That Nick Saban is not going to allow him to do what he did last week. Luckily for the team, Bill O'Brien showed his real true colors last week. So this week, believe me, Saban's going to harness him in. Excuse me. He's not going to allow him to believe me, all week he's on him telling him how he wants to run the offense. And they're not going to be running the plays that he was running last week. But either they're going to open it up. They're going to have their star receiver, Jameson Williams, back from targeting. And defense, everyone's talking about, like, Georgia's this unbelievable, unstoppable defense. But did you know that Alabama actually ranks higher than them on stopping the run?
No, I did not realize that.
I know you didn't. Alabama ranks higher than Georgia in stopping the run. So that means Georgia has to basically think that you're saying, basically what you're betting on right now, Lance, is saying that Stetson Bennett is going to beat Alabama because they're not going to run the ball in Bama. So you're saying Stetson Bennett, 5'10", with a noodle arm, is going to beat Alabama.
I think the
Noodle arm. Get him, five stars.
Well, listen, if you bet either side you want to bet on, to me, I feel like you should play, if you are going to bet Georgia, I think if you're going to bet Alabama, you also bet the under. Because I don't think Alabama, I don't think Alabama's putting up big points. Alabama couldn't put up big points against LSU. Alabama couldn't score against Auburn. I mean, how do you see offense happening against Georgia?
Well, this game boils down to this, Lance. You know it's going to be a gridlock. You're going to have two teams who both play defense, both great, have all Americans all over the field on defense, right? So it basically comes down to which quarterback can make a play when everything breaks down. Bryce Young, Lance. Come on, man.
I like Bryce Young. It's just Bryce Young has not – this is an awfully big game for him, too. This is the biggest game that he's ever played. So there is a learning curve for freshman quarterbacks as well.
All right, we got a disagreement here. We'll see who wins next week. San Diego State, why you like them?
San Diego State, their winners are 4 straight, 9 of their last 10. Utah State is surprising this year. They're led by first-year coach Blake Anderson. They're reaching the first time to the Mountain West title game since 2013. San Diego State is dealing with some COVID issues, guys. That just was released, so keep your eyes on that. Even so, I love San Diego State in this spot. The game will be a few hours away from their campus, so they'll likely have a huge home field advantage. More importantly, Utah State is just 2-13 all-time against San Diego State. When the Aztecs see the Aggies, they see a team they're used to dominating. Everything about San Diego State football with Brady Hoke and his predecessors has been about running the ball and playing solid defense. I don't see the Aggies, 85th-ranked run defense, slowing down the Aztecs. Quarterback Jordan Brookshire looked good in action last week after returning from a month-long injury. He was really on target. San Diego State has some real weapons on the outside with Jesse Matthews and the tight end Daniel Bellinger. Brookshire also led the team in rushing. He was decisive in the control of the Aztecs' pro-style offense. I expect San Diego State to control the time possession, guys, get the key stops on third down, and a few turnovers in this one. Utah State's quarterback, Logan Bonner, is a very talented passer, but he also has 10 interceptions. San Diego State averages almost 2 interceptions per game. The Aztecs are disciplined. They have a great pass rush that's going to force Bonner to some mistakes. In the last 4 victories, San Diego State has beaten Utah State by an average of 27 points. Take San Diego State in its tradition, to defeat the upstart Aggies. And win the Mountain West Championship. Later, 6 points with the Aztecs, guys.
All right. Now, one more game, and I like it. I like it a lot. Give it to us.
Hey, man, we got to take Houston plus 10.5. I've been waiting on this game all season. I knew this line would be nice and inflated. It's no way Cincinnati should be laying 10.5 to a Houston team that's one of the hottest in the country. If anyone asked most college football people what Cincinnati's calling card, most would say it's the Bearcats defense. Did you guys know that U of H ranks higher than Cincinnati in total defense? Matter of fact, the Cougs are also top 10 in stopping the run, while the Bearcats are only 49th against the run. The Cincinnati defense isn't great at stopping the run, so I expect a heavy dose of Alden McCaskill. Coach Hogerson is already ticked off about the championship game being in Cincinnati instead of a neutral site. He said so in the presser this week. He's telling the squad they got screwed by the American Conference, that no one in the country respects them. Telling them to look at the line. Look how disrespectful that line is. And I actually believe that his team is going to respond to that, man. They went 8-0 in conference. I got to believe they're going to be ready to play this game. The Cougs have to take the crowd out the game with a fast start and ball control. Cincinnati is strong, and they're solid all around, man. But the Cougars have playmakers that jump off the film. When you watch them, McCaskill, Nate Dill, Jeremy Singleton, Marcus Jones, the cornerback, they're a juggernaut in all 3 phases of the game, guys. Guys, they're excelling on offense, defense, and special teams. The key for the Cougs is staying within this number is Clayton Tune.
Yep.
He has to protect the ball, man. Any early turnovers on this part would be deadly, man. So all the pressure in this game is really on Cincinnati. Houston has to keep it that way by keeping the game close. The longer the game is tight, the tighter I expect the Bearcats to get. Ritter, man, he's been struggling lately. He threw two picks last week against East Carolina. He's actually thrown at least one interception in five of his last six games. With the pressure of the playoff burst on the line and the stout play of Houston's defense all season, I really anticipate Ritter struggling, man. The Cougs have to find a way to just keep him working from the pocket. They can't let him escape because that's how he gets settled. He gets out on the outside on second reaction play and gets an easy throw, and that gets him into rhythm. They got to keep him in the pocket. I've seen him struggle from the pocket all season long. I really believe Coach Bilt, the defense coordinator for the Cougs, is going to have a great game plan. Houston's a good team, man. They play all three phases of the game at high levels. Cincinnati will have to play its best game of the season to cover this one, and they have all the pressure of being the team that's trying to get to the college football playoffs. The Bearcats are 1-6 against the spread in the last seven games of December. We're rolling with the good guys, plus 10.5 Houston, man.
Well, you know, both teams are 7-5 against the number. Cincinnati opened the season 5-1 against the spread, lost four consecutive games against the spread. I mean, they won them, obviously, straight up. Then they've covered their last couple, 9.5-point favorite against SMU. They smashed them. And then 15 against East Carolina, they covered that number, too. It was a steady stream of points eventually got them there in the second half. But, yeah, you're right. This may be an inflated number. We will see. And I also agree, Clayton Tune is... This game is going to hinge on how he plays.
Yep.
If he plays well, Houston's got a very real chance of winning this game. If he doesn't play well,
right.
Houston won't cover it.
How many yards you figure for McCaskill and Henry in this one?
We need to have at least McCaskill has to go over 100. They need to combine for 150 yards to win the game. We all know Clayton Tune is the key, man, because we've seen him play outstanding and we've seen him play shaky over his years as being a quarterback. If he has to protect the ball early, man, I'd rather them punt on five consecutive possessions and let the defense play than him trying to make something happen and turn over the ball early, because that's going to take all of the pressure off Cincinnati, man. Cincinnati, they have to keep them tight. They have to keep the game tight, keep all the pressure on them, and I don't think Cincinnati will respond well, man. We've watched Ritter, it's kind of similar to what I was telling John last week about Ohio State. I've seen their quarterback under pressure, man. When he's under real pressure and a good scheme was against him, he doesn't look as well as he had been looking the weeks coming to that. And I told you guys, Michigan was not going to allow him to get comfortable like that. I don't see Coach Belk allowing Ritter to get comfortable either. And Ritter, he struggles, man, when it's a good game plan against him.
Look at this, Houston allowing 3 yards a carry. Cincinnati defensively 5.4 yards per pass attempt, but Cincinnati, they allow 3.5 yards per rush attempt, but 141 yards a game rushing, and there have been some teams who have had some success running the football. So, you know, if Houston can run it a little bit and get to the third phase, meaning the special teams, the real question is going to be, can Cincinnati hang punts up high enough to where Jones can't return them? Are they just going to kick the ball? Can they kick it out of the back of the end zone so that Jones can't get his hands on it?
Not only that, Owens is a great defensive back. Jones is a great defensive back. They got the pass rush.
They got a line.
They got the Cougs. This could be a low scoring. What about the under on this?
I don't know. Yeah, 53. I feel like it's going to go low.
Yeah. What do you think?
Cougs got some dudes, man. That's what you got to realize. They have dudes. This is the best team in conference. That Cincinnati is going to play is the Cougs, man. You already know with the recruitment we get, you know, in the Houston area anyway. They're not used to facing those type of guys in conference. The reason they beat up on SMU is because SMU, their coach, was on the way out the door. He already was cutting a backdoor deal with TCU. He wasn't paying attention to what was going on. In East Carolina is East Carolina. So they have a rude awakening this week when they play against the Cougs, man. And I'm telling you guys, too, also, I know you like parlays, Josh. Go throw a little $100, man, on the Houston money line with Alabama money line. $100.
What's that gonna pay me? I'm doing it right.
$12.50 for $100, guys. $12.50. So I'm letting the viewers know you got a little money to invest.
$12.50,
it's a great value bet, man. You take a 2-team parlay with Alabama money line or Houston money line. $100 turns into $12.50. So keep that in mind.
There it is. Heard it here first.
Hold on.
I got plus 1153. Yep, 11 plus 1153 at mybookie.ag, promo code
BET975. Now hit
commit. That's Five Star at Five Star in Vegas on Twitter. Hey, Five Star, we appreciate it, man, as always. I hope you're right, baby. I hope you're right.
Okay. I look forward to this weekend, guys. Best of love to you, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, we'll see
you.
There's five star right here. Moneyline, Alabama. Moneyline, Houston. What? All I got right now is to now I don't even need that much money to pay my energy bill. My electricity bill's nothing. I've disrespected it. I spit on it. That's how much I disrespect my electricity bill. Because it's just nothing. If you're looking for the best way to save on electricity every single month, why would you pay more? Why do you want to pay more to an electricity company? Oh, by the way, why don't you want to keep your money here in the city of Houston? Why are you giving it to, I don't know, people in Austin or Dallas or Ohio? What is wrong with you? What you need to do is go to champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560. Save, save, save right now at my bookie at champion.energy/1560.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Golf Course Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. News of the weird time. Dell. Lance, do you want to get surgery in Austria?
I was thinking about it. Why?
Well, I wouldn't get this surgeon. Apparently, this Austrian surgeon has been fined 2,700 euros for amputating the wrong leg.
Ah! Well, what a rough break, because then you still got to amputate the other one.
Zero legs now. You thought I'd hop along, hop around, be okay. Now nothing.
Hop around, be okay.
Well, I just thought I'd, you know what? I thought I would be able
to hop around.
What was worse,
that you just said somebody would be able to hop around and be okay?
And now nothing.
Or that one kid yesterday. Yeah. It's like, hey, why am I at this golf tournament?
The city council of a small town in Brazil, 6,000 miles away from Scandinavia, apparently has voted to publicly repudiate an ad played on a Norwegian television station that features a gay Santa Claus. Here's Santa making out with a guy. What do you think? Do you think that, do you agree with Norway or Brazil?
Okay, first of all, I don't care what your sexual orientation is. Santa Claus should not be kissing anyone.
Well, I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus under the mistletoe.
Yeah, and it was
that
a big
was
problem.
Fine by
became,
you, but apparently now it's not.
No,
fine.
That little kid, the whole thing was, that's not okay. Listen to the lyrics.
Well, yeah, I saw Mom. Hey, Dad.
If you want to know what's okay
Mom,
with Christmas.
That Mom, that
baby,
hoe was making out with Santa.
It's cold outside. I really trying to leave this house. You can't go anywhere. I'm going
that's
to lock
different.
The door.
That's
that whole song is like, you're probably
going
to get touched.
I'm going to lock the door and get the scissors. He never said that one time.
It's cold outside. I really, someone's expecting me. They know I'm here. It's cold outside. Are you trying to physically touch me when I ask you not to? No means no.
It put the lotion on its skin.
It's cold outside. Why do they call you Buffalo Bill?
No, that is not it. Santa can kiss a guy.
No, Santa can't kiss anybody.
If Mom can kiss Mom, that kid was saying, Mom, you hoe, stop kissing Santa.
Exactly. Right. Drop your presents off and beat it.
Yeah, and beat it. Oh, man, it was a – this is kind of not a great story. The suspect in the Waukesha
These stories are almost never good that you tell between 9:50 and 10.
Do you feel bad for him? He feels like he's being demonized. The guy who ran over six people – that killed six people and ran over a bunch more in that Waukesha
I don't know
parade. Waukesha parade?
Oh, no, I saw that
one. Yeah.
He's being demonized.
He feels like he's demonized. I don't know. I kind of feel like, oh, no, you're a demon.
Wait, is this a News of the Weird segment?
Yeah.
What's the
punch? Isn't that weird?
What's the thing here?
Well, it's kind of ironic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. How does he feel like he's being demonized?
Because people don't like him anymore.
He drove like 75 miles an hour into a band.
A parade.
And killed five old people or four old people.
Six people he killed. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's up to six.
Yeah. And an 8-year-old. Yeah, but he feels like,
Have you seen his? Have you seen his background?
I don't think you're demonizing
him. Have you seen his body of work? Yeah. By the way, the sexual he was, first of all, a registered sex offender.
No.
Have you seen the whole?
No, I haven't seen his body of work.
Yeah, he's got a you got to read his bio sometime.
I don't know. It feels like you're being demonized correctly. I don't know. I kind of feel like.
I feel like we got a good read on this one.
Do you want to stay at the Home Alone house? Apparently, it's available to rent on Airbnb.
Sure, I'd stay there.
Yeah, that'd
be cool.
That's
a pretty big house, though.
Yeah, do you want to step on the glass that they left?
Were they Chicago or New York?
It was Chicago.
Because every show from the 80s happened, or 80s, early 90s? I think it was early 90s. Family shows all happened in Chicago or New York.
Yeah, I think it was Chicago. It was a suburb of Chicago, I'm pretty sure. Divorce rates amongst albatrosses apparently are going up.
So an albatross is an older woman with what? Like, is that a name like a cougar?
No, it's actually the birds.
Oh, I thought maybe they called an older man with a lot of money or something's an older man with a lot of debt would be like an albatross.
No, that would be someone, an albatross around your neck, you know?
Yeah.
No, this is actually albatrosses. Their divorce rate is up because of climate change.
The divorce rate.
Yeah, apparently they don't stay together all that long. Apparently they're not all that monogamous.
Did they used to be?
Apparently they were, but now the climate change, they're pissed at each other for some. It's their fault. Like, it's my fault that the weather's hotter.
Sounds like a real husband wife argument though. Why is this my fault? Why is it my fault?
Do you want to be a Santa Claus? Well, you don't have to kiss a guy, but apparently there's a Santa shortage this holiday season.
Oh, another shortage?
Yes.
The Santa supply chain is broken?
Apparently. There are fewer and fewer, there are fewer Santas this year. And, if there's one Santa, there's one less Santa. Apparently he told a mom, hey, get your kid's hearing fixed. The kid was deaf.
Oh.
Sometimes Santa's so he lost his job, so there's one less Santa.
That's
there.
The old dirty bastard of Santa Claus. He's just giving it to you raw. That's what he's doing. Like, get your kid's hearing fixed. We've tried Santa. We've tried the cochlear implants, and it doesn't work.
Do you think this is ironic or fitting? A woman named Crystal Methvin was arrested for...
Crystal Methvin?
That's her name, Crystal. Real name, Crystal Methvin.
Was
arrested for?
Prostitution.
Nope.
Let me see. Grand larceny.
No.
Meth?
She had crystal meth on her. Her name is Crystal Methvin.
Where do you get these stories?
I have no idea.
Where do these people live? Where did this happen? Please say Florida.
No one knows. I just read the headlines. I don't read the stories.
Oh.
How about this, Lance? We got how about this? The unbeaten 5-time world champion, boxing's hottest attraction, Gervonta Tank Davis, is going to defend his lightweight championship against hard-hitting Isaac Pitbull Cruz in an explosive showdown Sunday, December 5th at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. That would be 7 o'clock here, live on pay-per-view. That's live on pay-per-view. If you're looking for a great fight to go to, or to watch, okay, let's do it. Let's get this job done. And if you're looking for a great, great time, listen, this is going to be a good fight. This actually is going to be a good fight. All you got to do, it's live from Baltimore. It's Mayweather Promotions. It's a great, great headline. And if you're looking for a great fight, here you got it. There's all kinds of fights on this card. It looks like a great card right here. So it's on Showtime. So if you're looking for a pay-per-view, it's going to be this Saturday. All you got to do, Davis versus Cruz, December 5th, Showtime pay-per-view, live on Showtime pay-per-view, Sunday, December 5th, 7 o'clock. Get the Showtime pay-per-view for Davis versus Cruz.
Say, what's in that
no
dream?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to break
now.
The spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
If I move in
at
closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
it's cold outside.
Bye, bitch.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.